So this is the most difficult ceremony for me personally that I do all year. And that's because when I look out and I see the brave men and women of the Los Angeles Police Department, that strikes a chord within me that causes great emotion. But more than that, when I look out and I see the families who have supported their Los Angeles police officers and who have remembered their Los Angeles police officers and who honor their Los Angeles police officers by their presence, I am awed and humbled. This ceremony is about much more than just honoring our dead. This ceremony is about honoring those who sit out there who are willing to give up their lives for others. One of the things that I find most difficult in leading the Los Angeles Police Department is, how do you get ordinary people to do such extraordinary things? How is it that we take young men and women who grow up locally, have normal families, normal lives, regular schooling, bring them into a police department and expect so much of them and have it delivered every time? How do you do that? Well, you do it in exactly the way we're doing it today. You honor and support and build expectations among each other, expectations among our families, belief in the value of what we do for a living, belief in the tenants of the Los Angeles Police Department, the belief that one cop can make things better. One person who does the right thing can bring justice where no one else can. So when I think of the 204 Los Angeles police officers who have given their lives, it's much more than just a number. 53 have given their lives since I became a Los Angeles police officer 35 years ago. Two of them have died since I've been police chief. And every one of them is inscribed in my heart. I remember every one of these incidents. And I have come to know the families, the children, the brothers that have sacrificed so much for the safety of this city. And if in some small way this ceremony brings you some peace in knowing the respect and honor with which we hold your loved ones, then it's all worthwhile. So, thank you for being here. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your support. Because truly, it's only through the support of each other in law enforcement and of our families and our friends and our loved ones that you can expect these ordinary young men and women to do such extraordinary things. Thank you for making that possible. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for your dedication to the Los Angeles Police Department. God bless you all.